so I know where I'm at. Do a great job, run well, catch the ball. You know, just do all the little things good. And I feel like, you know, people are trying to stand out a little bit.
How much of a question do you think they have about the downfield speed, the long routes? Some say you have the best hands in the camp. What do you have to show them in terms of the 40?
You know, I feel like, you know, if I get in the low 4.5 range, you know, maybe break high 4.4, you know, that's my goal for this combine. And, you know, if I do that, you know, show that I have vertical push, which I think I have, but, you know, they want to see, and I'm going to try to show them.
Some say as positive as possible.
You guys want me to carry this thing?
John, go ahead.
What were you most pleased with in terms of what you were able to show the scouts down at the East-West Ryan game?
Oh, man, I feel like, you know, a lot of scouts hadn't seen my route running ability. I feel like I run good routes. I feel like that showed a lot in practice, guard practice against our DBs and one-on-ones and 7-on-7. My blocking, you know, I got good run blocking down the field. And, of course, just catching the ball and getting vertical and getting some gas, you know. And I feel like that's one of my strengths also. And I feel like I showed that too. I was 6'1 and 3'8. I was 211.
Michigan State's offense featured a lot of short passes, bubble screens at times. Do you feel your game translates to a more pro style look?
Yeah, I feel like it does. You know, that was our type of offense. We were a pro style offense. We ran a lot of bubbles. We across the middle, slants and stuff like that. So. I feel like, you know, just throw it in the middle, I'll go grab it. You know, I have no problem going to traffic. So.
You talked about your strengths. What are some things you think you need to improve?
Oh, yeah, it's things I've been trying to improve on. I've been working on it offseason. You know, climbing DBs, you know, getting on their toes better, getting more of a vertical push. But like I said, I was out in Phoenix, Fisher Sports training, working on that. So I feel like I've gotten a lot better at that. But, you know, that's about it, really. You know, just working that vertical push, and it's like everything else has just come.
Where'd you go to prepare for the combine anyway?
I went to Fisher Sports out in Phoenix, Arizona.
Is there some kind of a comfort with the fact that you've got a lot of teammates here with you? Were you able to talk to them about what the school like?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we were all talking throughout training and all that stuff. I talked to Kirk, he's on training, Jarrell, Evan. You know, we all been keeping in touch, and, you know, we all got in, we all hung out, talked for a little bit. So, yeah, it's been good.
Do you take any pleasure from the fact that there are more Michigan State players than Michigan players?
Yeah, you just brought it to my life, you know, but, you know, it's pretty nice to know. You know, keep the streak going a little bit.
Have you had any contact with Michigan guys, like maybe junior Hemingway or something?
Yeah, I kicked it with Hemingway. He's a good dude, cool dude. You know, we've been in some rooms together, just hanging out. So yeah, he's a good guy.
Have you seen him since you guys got here?
Yeah, we were in some stuff together. I think he's in the same group as me. They're like over behind or something.
What's the competition like when you're, you know, going up against these guys for a draft position, whatever, but you're obviously in touch with this guy too? What's that like?
I mean, you know, you're going against them, but really you're competing with yourself. You know, you're trying to you know, get your PRs and whatever you want to get. You know, do your best, run the best, run your best routes. You're not really competing. I mean, it's competitive, but you know, you go out here for yourself to show these people what you can do. And I'm not worried about anybody else, what they're going to do. As long as I focus on me, I should be fine.
What are your goals and expectations?
What
are your hopes, expectations, where you hope to fit in terms of draft?
I just want to fit in, man. You know, I don't have any hopes of around. You know, it'd be great to go early. You know, as long as I get picked up, mid, late, it doesn't matter. You know, I just want to, you know, get picked up, get to a camp, you know, show these teams and coaches what I can do.
How many teams have you talked to so far?
I talked about nine teams, about nine.
Which ones?
That's a lot. I don't remember.
What's the strangest question you were asked?
Strangest question was, that's a good one. Probably my favorite food. I don't know why that matters, but, you know, I just said my favorite food.
What's your favorite food?
Chicken parmesan, man.
Was that the right answer?
Yeah, you see, he just lied because I like it too. So.
BJ, the one thing the coaches bragged about was your work ethic. The All-Star game in this setting as well, does that really kind of suit you, the fact that you can show people that you don't take plays off, you go hard all the time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm coming out and doing every drill. You know, I'm doing everything to the fullest, you know. And you know, I go hard. You know, I don't take plays off, man. Check the film. You know, I try to do my best every play, whether it's running routes, blocking, catching the ball. So I'm just trying to finish everything and do what I do best.
BJ, in the time you were at Michigan State, Spartanstown went from a school that was considered underachieving
school to one that's obviously a Big Ten contender, how meaningful is that for you to be part of that? Is that to be part of your legacy?
Oh, man, it feels great. You know, Coach D always, you know, instilled it in us, you know, just to go out, finish strong, and just finish. You know, and the seniors before us, you know, they had a great season, and he put a lot of pressure on us, you know, to come back and repeat it. And I feel like, you know, we stood to it. We did a great job of it, and I'm just proud of our team and our class for changing it around.
When you go back to Westerville and you get that bragging rights, you know, over the Ohio State class, how good does that feel?
Oh, man, as Coach D would say, I can walk the streets, man. I can walk the streets with my head high, you know, not be ducking people, you know. But, you know, it was a great chance to play in the shoe and have a good game, you know, and have all my friends and family there watching, so it was great.
What does it mean to you to have beaten Michigan four times in a row?
Oh, man, that's even better, you know. Just we came in here, hadn't beaten them in, well, I don't even know how many years, and now we didn't beat them 4 years in a row, and it's just never been done. And just to be a part of that, you know, history, just feels great.
What was it like this year's win for you, fourth time in a row?
It's completion, man. It's completed the circle for our seniors, and, you know, hopefully, you know, the young guys, which I know they will, they're going to keep the tradition going, just keep that beating going, and keep the streak going.
Talk about Jarrell a little bit and what sort of player you think he might be at the next level.
Oh, man, Jarrell's a great player. You know, he's very quick off the ball, hard worker. You know, he's one of the guys that shows up early, practice, stays late, you know, working on his technique and stuff, whether it's like with a vet or just on his own. You know, he'll work hard, and he has a good work ethic. So I feel like I have no doubt in my mind that he'll be a good player.
Do you know he's
going
to be a first-round pick? I mean, does he realize that yet?
I don't know. You know, if you think you're going to go first round, you might go first round. People might be in your ear or something. But, I mean, I talked to him. He seems he's humble, you know, humble guy, great kid. So.
For those that haven't seen him, what will the scouts see from Kirk Cousins?
Oh, man, they're going to see his poise. They're going to see his arm strength. You know, I know his interview process is going great. Kirk is a great guy, you know, and that's my boy. That's my guy. And, they're just going to see Kirk, man. When Kirk's going to show up, he knows how to show up at game time, and this is game time right now. Hopefully, you know, I get in line with him, catch a couple of balls, too.
A lot of people have called this a meat grinder. What's your impression of the process so far?
Actually, man, I like it. You know, you only do it once, man. I'm just soaking it in, you know, enjoying the experience so far. There has been medical stuff for a while, but, I mean, he's just being in the room laughing with guys kicking it, so, I mean, it's not bad.
What was the team that asked you about your favorite food?
But I don't even remember who it was. If I remember, I would tell you. I just remember that question. I was like, that's cool.
Have you talked to your Posey much?
Yeah, I talked to Posey. Yeah, you know, he's at Ohio State, and I'm from Columbus, so I know him. Yeah, he's my guy.
Would you guys talk about anything?
No, I just talked about how we're going to do, you know, and talk about the hotel. We got a nice hotel room, and talk about the Heat Knicks game, you know, just regular stuff.
Do you have your own room, or are you sharing with somebody?
I'm sharing the room.
Who's your room?
Jordan White from Western Michigan.
Have you got an impression about how important the drills are to wide receivers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, every drill is important. You know, everybody keeps asking, are you going to do everything? Are you going to do everything? I say, yeah. And I think that's what they want. They want to see you do every drill, finish every drill. So, and that's what I'm going to come out and do.
Is there a drill in particular that you're focusing on?
Man, this 40-yard dash, yeah. Really, you know? So a lot of people doubt my speed, so I just feel like, you know, I feel like I got decent speed. I can come out and run. So,
did expectation level for the 40?
We're gonna see. You know, I'm trying to stay in the low four five range. You know, so.
Who was the best defensive back you played against in the Big Ten?
I had to say my freshman year when I went up against Malcolm Jenkins. He was a pretty physical corner. You know, probably the best corner I went against.
Is there anyone in the NFL that you would compare your game to? Or?
Yeah, I would say Larry Fitzgerald. You know, I try to mirror him a little bit. Greg Jennings, Calvin Johnson. Those three guys, man, I respect a lot in the game. And if I could just, like, you know, somehow mold my ways into their all three of those ways, I feel like I'd be pretty good.
Is there a specific team you grew up as a fan of?
Nah, I was just a fan of players, man. Just certain players. You know, I've never been a favorite team guy, so it's like different players.
PJ, what was the difference you saw in the Michigan defense this year as compared to last year?
The difference was really their secondary was kind of young, so I felt like we tried to expose that a little bit. But, I mean, it was really not much of a difference. We felt like, you know, I felt like we could, you know, there was holes in there we could get into. defenses and teams we could attack. So, I mean, it wasn't really nothing different to us.
EJ, for those who haven't seen Andrew Maxwell perform, what can the Spartan fans expect from him?
Oh, man, Andrew Max going to come out and sling the rock a little bit, man. I was out throwing with him, and he's lancing before I came back, and I can already tell, you know, being gone for so long and then coming back, his arm, I realized how strong his arm was. And I remember in practice, man, he just puts those out routes on the money. He's going to be a good quarterback for us, and I can't wait to watch him play.
And how about some of those young receivers that maybe people may not be familiar with?
Oh, yeah, Keith Mumphrey, Benny Fowler, Juwan Caesar. All these guys, man, they're going to come in and make a name for themselves, I feel like. And, you know, spring ball, man, is their chance to do it. And they're going to have the time to shine, and that's when it is. You know, get your name out there and slingshot yourself in the camp being a starter because, you know, all three of us are gone, so they're going
to
see.
BJ, I saw you down at the Shrine game where you were balling. The thing that stood out to me most was your route running. What do you do to work on your routes?
Man, you know, I just work on it. Like you said, just work hard every day. You know, go out and practice it. There are different ways to run the routes. You know, it's many different ways to run a slant or out. So you practice those and just going over and repetition. You know, I just learn and get better from repetition and just do it from there.
Do you like the feeling of tricking DBs on a route, make them take false steps?
Definitely. You know, that's the best feeling. When you see DB go that way, you know you got him. Boom, right across his face in this game. So. I mean, that's one of the best feelings as a receiver, just to know that he's going to go that way and you going this way.
Now, I saw you at practice down in Tampa at the Shrine. What about all the off-field stuff you guys did, visiting the hospitals, et cetera? Tell me about your experience overall.
Man, that was a great experience. I met a little kid. He was on the Ohio State fan, but he knew who I was. He was only like 9, so I got to hang out with him, throw the ball in for a little bit. He asked me, for me personally, I was like, man, I felt special myself. I was like, how did you know me, you know? But. You know, we hung out, met with his parents, we hung out. His dad has been tweeting and going back and forth on Twitter and stuff, so we stay in touch, and he's a good kid.
Now I'm from Denver. How would you like to be drafted by the Broncos, catch passes from Tebow?
Oh, man, I wouldn't mind it at all. I love it, you know, Tebow, you know, down Tebow with him, and my boy Mark Dell's out there, so yeah. that'd be a nice little combination. I love that.
All right, thanks, BJ.
Yeah.
BJ, when Keyshawn was healthy, you